Hayim Yim Aleph Odar Sheni. The Yalav Yove, when we say Yalav Yove on a Shchedesh or on any Yom Tov, this is grammar. We have to say Zochreinu Hashem Elokeinu Boy Beis D'Gusha. When we say the passage that Hashem should remember us in this day, Boy, the word Boy has to be bold, emphasized, like a B. Ufogdeinu Voy Veis Refuya. But then, the second sentence, which says Ufogdeinu Voy Livrocha, that you should remember us for blessing, then we say Veis Refuya, a loose, a weak vase, like a V. This is a rule of grammar, that the six letters, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Chof, Fei, and Sof, when they follow the letters Aleph, Hey, Vov, and Yud, they should always be weak. They should be like a V. So here we are saying Zochreinu Hashem Elokeinu Boy. The word Boy follows the word Elokeinu, which ends with a Vov. However, since the Boy does not apply, it doesn't follow the Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Elokeinu is only an inserted extra. We are talking about Zochreinu, remember us, God our God in it. So the Boy is not directly following the Elokeinu, but rather it connects to the Zochreinu that was before it. But still, the Zochreinu is not directly before it. Therefore, according to grammar, we say base like a B. But then the second word, Ufogdeinu Voy, the Voy follows the word Ufogdeinu. Ufogdeinu ends with a Vov. So the Voy has to be with a loose vase like a V. Now this is from an instruction that the Friedrich Rebbe gave. In 1942, they were preparing a little pamphlet with the benching, and the Rebbe says, this is how it should be written according to the notes from Rabbi Chadakov. And this is based in the early grammar correction in the Siddur of Reb Shapsi and others that instruct that the first one we say boy, and the second one we say voy.